It's not like a parent trying to get something to happen to their child's life. It's God's promises to you. So that's just real important to remember. Remember, don't try to meet requirements that Jesus has already met. You'll be competing against the best and you'll never win. Accept that Jesus Christ has met the requirements for you. And look for the promise. And then secondly then. So what I'm going to do here tonight, and then some people pray in agreement. Now, agreement is a good way to pray. It's probably one of the most powerful tools. Because there's some things that have to have agreement before it can come to pass. Some people just keep their prayer lives private. Don't keep it private as much as you can. Now, you pray in secret. The Lord told us to pray in secret. He rewards us openly, but I don't believe that's what he's addressing there at all. You want other people involved in your prayer life. The more I tell you, the iPhone is one of the greatest ways to involve other people in your prayer life. I mean, God has given us a tool that you can have those that would join with you in what you're walking through on a daily basis, and they can have you walking with them. So all of that is just miraculous. So, and then certainly it's always appropriate to agree. Now, when you're agreeing in prayer, let's say we got someone leading in prayer, and you're agreeing. When you're in agreement in prayer, there's several ways. Because we believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we have a prayer language. Now, the Bible talks about perfect prayer being prayed in the Spirit. But Paul said, I will pray with the Spirit, I pray with understanding also. So it's important to have both kinds of prayer. And I do feel that it's agreeing in prayer for sometimes you to just pray along in the Spirit and focus in on the what's being prayed. But there's also agreement in prayer for you focusing in, and that's where that I always usually feel in prayer meeting, to focus on the words that's being said and come into agreement with those words, because that's what agreement means, speaking the same thing. Like, for example, I'm in Brother Donald's prayer meeting a whole lot. And so Brother Donald, he may be saying a certain scripture. I'm going to try to focus in and say those words as close to him with faith in my heart. I don't usually hit every word. He may say, Lord, I thank you for this day. And I say, yes, Lord. Because I'm agreeing with him. I'm focusing. You know, that's the agreement in prayer is so important. David used it all in the book of Psalms. All through the book of Psalms. That's where that word amen comes in. That's why people say amen in church. It's because they're coming into a great, powerful thing happening. Powerful. I'm loud in church. I'm not normally loud. I've made myself be loud in church. Because I believe, boy, Donald said it yesterday. I'm going to let heaven know about that. I'm going to let heaven know what that means. And he said that was his motive for prayer. His motive for prayer. I'm going to let heaven know what's happening. And that's why I forced myself to be vocal in church. Because years and years I wasn't vocal. But God's given me a voice. And just like in the book of Psalms where the amen is important, there must be an agreement. And so I feel like my voice is important in the kingdom. And your voice is important in the kingdom. So you can form agreement in prayer by just kindly going along with the scripture. And Stephen, I'm going to ask you if you would help me and lead it in prayer. What we're going to simply do, we're going to start right away. These are the first two or three days that's listed in your prayer book that you got this morning. And the first section of scriptures there is that we're going to pray over our children. Now, there's Isaiah 54. This is not because they're the best, but this is because they're the first in the book, the book that I've copied from. I just copied pages out of my prayer books that I have. That's what I give you. And then down at the bottom of the page, the first one is possible decrees. I always say starting points. Because it's important for you to pray what's in your heart. So what I do starting points of prayer, I just kind of like give a line sometime that just kind of starts people if they need a start. Sometimes I need a jump start, man. And so it just a starting point will help me at times. And so it's probably not going to be a very emotional season, but it will. We'll learn as we get through this. You'll learn that as we move into prayer, it becomes. The perfect flow of prayer to me, because it's spiritual warfare. The perfect flow of prayer is Navy SEALs in action. That's the perfect one. I love shows like that. The word, I'll just begin to weep because intercession begins to come over me at a certain point of it. And then I know that it's important that I weep with the tears of God, because tears is also a language. The Bible says God puts tears in a bottle, and he pours that bottle out, and it becomes great answers of prayer. When God is, as long as tears are cried in faith, believing, and trusting God. So as we move through, you may sense various things. So just go ahead and pray it. It doesn't have to be loud. Doesn't have to be vocal, doesn't have to be that, but we can cover all the areas of prayer. And then we become a mighty fighting force. In fact, the fighting forces in the Bible were in positions of five. That's almost exactly where the Navy SEALs were. The way God fought battles was in positions of five. And it was always one in the center, which represented him, and there was always two on each. Two at front, two at back. And that's almost it. And as God continued to move forward, then his army would fight from that. So we're going to start. So, Lord, I just thank you tonight that we've gathered in this place, and we're just going to start believing and trusting, Lord, on behalf of our children, our grandchildren, our spiritual children, Lord. Lord, for the lives of those that you've given us heart for, Lord. Lord, you have put our children in our heart. Lord, as fathers, you've turned our heart toward our children. And then as children, Lord, you've turned your hearts toward your fathers. Our hearts know and recognize, Lord, that we're unable, Lord. We stand before you weak in ourselves tonight. The strong in the Lord, in the mighty power of your might. So we come tonight, Lord. Lord, there are some here tonight that's believing God for immediate children in a home. Others are believing God for grown children. Others are believing God for grandchildren. Others are believing God for adopted children, spiritual children. Just people that you brought into our life that we just love, Lord. But Lord, we come tonight to intercede and believe God. Lord, I thank you so much for the promises of God that you've given us over our children. Lord, Isaiah 54:13 says, all of your children, oh God, thank you, that all of our children are taught by the Lord. And great, Lord, is the peace and the relationship with our children with you. Lord, we decree tonight that no matter what the enemy has tried to do, no matter what assault has been laid against our children's lives, the declaration of our faith is that our God is able, and that our God is moving and working and changing and delivering and helping and healing. Lord, even wounds that's been parental inflicted. You're the healer, Lord. You heal all that is broken, Jesus. 14 says, all our rights will be made certain to you. Have no fear of evil. Lord, we have no fear because you told us that our children would have a relationship with you. So, Lord, we decree tonight there is no fear of evil. We refuse fear. Would you just say that? We refuse fear. We refuse to be a fearful people. We refuse to fear what the hand of the enemy would try to say. We refuse those things. We trust in the Lord. 15, Lord says, see that they may be moved to war, but not by my authority. All those who come together to make an attack against or on you will be broken. Lord, I lay claim because verse 15 is tied into verse 13. And so I believe this is including my children. So, Lord, I lay claim on this on behalf of my children. That in the powerful name of Jesus, all that has come to attack my children or to attack my grandchildren or my spiritual children, the attack is broken by your power. Woo! Oh, the attack is broken, Lord. It's broken. We decree it tonight. The power of God has crushed the hand of the enemy that's tried to assault my children. Lord, verse 15 says in the NLT that the enemies will always be defeated. You give me the promise of always. Lord, I thank you. Ooh, we just lay claim on that, Lord, tonight. We just lay claim on always. There's never a battle that would face our children, Lord God, that would not be defeated by the powerful hand of God. And Lord, we've chosen to be warriors of faith, so it doesn't, Lord, I'm not talking about what I see it, and I'm not talking about what I hear, but I'm talking about what I believe from the promises, Lord, that you have given to me. I believe that, Lord. Down at the bottom of that page is a few decrees that's just starters. Father, we decree that all of our children, our grandchildren, are taught by you, Lord. Wow, they got the greatest teacher in the world. Lord, they may have had the worst parent in me, but they got the greatest teacher in you. Thank you, Lord, that you are birthing into their spirit the desire, because you said, Lord, that they would have a relationship with you. So you're birthing into their spirits, Lord. You're creating. Somebody say creating. You're creating, Lord, into their spirits, Lord, a desire for you and a hunger for your truth, Lord. That they hunger, Lord, that our children hunger for you, God, and they hunger for your truth, oh God. They hunger for you, Lord. That you have created in them a capacity for your voice. Lord, that they will be children that hear your voice, that know the voice of God, that you have created in them the capacity to hear you. Lord, you have caused the spiritual stoppers to come out of their ears. You have caused them to hear you, Lord. Lord, even those that in the natural would be wayward from the Lord, I thank you, Lord, even if it's in the hours where they sleep, that your voice is speaking to them, God. That your voice is readily speaking to them. That your voice, Lord, is speaking to them. Causing them to recognize you, Lord God. Lord, that you have given them an insatiable desire to know you. Oh, Lord, you've created in them such an insatiable desire to know you. To know you, Lord. To hear you. And to follow you, Lord, with all their heart. It doesn't matter what the enemy has tried to do. The enemy is no match for our God. The enemy has no power to stand in front of the truth of God and the promise of God that you have given to us, Lord. The Lord, in Jesus' name, we settle it in our heart that our children, Lord, will follow you with all of their heart.
That you, O Lord, you have exposed to our children and grandchildren the fallacy of following the ways of the world. Lord, you're revealing to them. Man, you've just made them smart. Lord, your wisdom is in our children. Your wisdom, O God, is in our children. You said, Lord, I'm speaking from your promise, Lord, because your promise said that great would be the peace of our children. Great would be their relationship. So, Lord, I know, Lord, that you have revealed to them the fallacy of following the ways of the world, that they no longer have a desire for worldly ways, worldly things, and worldly acceptance in Jesus' name. Oh, you've rendered the world powerless. Somebody say powerless. Oh, don't just love to say that when it's a connection with the devil. Lord, you have rendered the world powerless to affect our children. Doing a powerful, great work in their hearts. We pray this in Jesus' name. Stephen, if you would, I want you to come. That, and any of the scriptures that you have a decree over, any way there.
We just continue on the next page. Father, we just thank you, God, that we can trust you. God, that we can trust you, God, that no matter what the enemy has planned and what the enemy has launched against our children, God, that every attack and every assault of the enemy, God, God, you knew it ahead of time, God, and you've already made provision, God. God, that they're preserved, God, from the attacks of the enemy. And God, that you completely halt by your great power, oh God. God, we would say over our children, God, that if you be for them, who or what could ever be against them, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that the enemy's attacks are spoiled. We thank you that his plans are brought to nothing, O God. God, we thank you that they are exposed, O God. God, we thank you that they're brought to light, O God. God, we thank you that the enemy, God, we're not ignorant of his devices. God, in our children's lives, God, that you give us insight. God, you give us spiritual understanding, God. Spiritual insight to see and to know, God, how to pray and how to intercede, God, and how to stand in the gap on their behalf, God. To say no to the devil and no to the demonic influences that would try to steer their lives. We say, God, that you put an end to it in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, God, that you have given them ears to hear, oh God. God, that they have ears to hear your voice, oh God. God, we thank you. This is something I like to pray, that you give them Mickey Mouse ears in the spirit, God. Big ears, God, ears that can hear your voice, oh God. God, that when you speak, God, that they would be attentive to your voice, oh God. God, that they would hear and they would understand and they would value the voice of God above all other voices in their life, oh God. God, that they are your sheep, God, and you're their shepherd. And God, that you speak to them and you call them by name, oh God. God, and they hear your voice and they know your voice and the voice of a stranger, God, in their life they will not follow or tend to in any way or wise. And Father, we thank you, God, that you've placed in them the ability to discern the voice of the stranger. God, that they know when the stranger speaks, God. God, and they flee the voice of the enemy. God, that they'll give no place in their lives, God, to the voice of the enemy. But God, they'll have ears to hear the voice of the good shepherd. Because you're leading them into green pastures, oh God. God, you're leading them beside still waters, oh God. God, you're restoring their soul. God, and we thank you for those even, God, that may be seemingly far from you. God, we thank you, God, that you're setting them up. God, that you're bringing people across their paths. God, you're causing people to speak your word and your heart into their lives, oh God. God, I just thank you, God, that their hearts are receiving the seed of your word. God, and it's producing fruit. It's producing fruit in their life, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, God, that you have created in our children such a deep hunger for you. God, that there would be a supernatural stirring, God, deep on the inside of them, oh God, an appetite for the things of God, an appetite for the things of heaven. God, an appetite for your presence, an appetite, God, for your destiny, God. God, you said that you have put eternity in their hearts. God, we thank you that you're calling it forth, God. And God, they find themselves being drawn to the things of God. They find themselves being drawn to the people of God. They find themselves being drawn to the house of God. They find themselves being drawn to worship and to prayer and to your word, God, and they don't even know why. God, we thank you that there's a hunger and there's a desire in them for things that matter. There's a hunger and there's a desire in them for things that go beyond today, God. There's a hunger and there's a desire that you place in them, God, to fulfill your purposes and your plans for their lives. Oh, God, that they would know and they would come to understand that nothing in this world satisfies but only you and only your presence, oh, God. God, that they are only satisfied, God, as they are submitted and surrendered to you and to your purposes in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that you're causing the mirages that the enemy has painted, God, in our children's lives to begin to be exposed and to be disintegrated in the name of Jesus, God. God, that they would see, God, the chasing of wind for what it is. Even as Solomon wrote that vanity, vanity, this world, all it has to offer is vanity. But God, the purpose and the fulfillment in life, God, comes from knowing you. God, that our children would be Marys that would sit at the feet of Jesus, oh God. God, not just busy even for you, but God, busy knowing you, oh God. Lord, in Lamentations 2:19, it says, "Arise, cry out in the night as the watches of the night begin. Pour out your heart like water in the presence of the Lord. Lift up your hands to Him for the lives of your children who faint from hunger at the head of every street." Let's just do that right now. The scripture says that we lift up our hands. Lord, prophetically, we obey what your word says, God. We lift up our hands to you for the lives of our children, oh God. God, we can't keep them. God, we can't turn them. God, we can't heal them, we can't deliver them, but we can trust you to do it all in their lives. So we lift up our hands to you. God, because we only can judge by the outward appearance, but God, you go after their heart. God, you know what's in their heart. God, you know how to help their hearts, oh God. God, you know how to heal their hearts. God, you know how to deliver their hearts. God, you know how to resurrect their hearts, oh God. God, and we raise our hands to you for the lives of our children. God, in raising our hands, God, we say it's you. It's your presence. It's your power. It's your voice. It's your angelic messengers that are going forth, ministering into their lives, preserving them and keeping them and protecting them in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, your word says that the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. But the things which have been made clear are ours and our children's forever. Father, we thank you that as parents, God, that you haven't brought us into anything, God, that you're not going to bring our children into in your kingdom. God, we thank you that only the measure of freedom that we've experienced, God, will be the beginning point for them in their lives. God, the things that you have revealed to us and the things that you've done in us and the things that you've done for us, God, we thank you that they're for not only for us, but they're for our children and for our children's children's, God. God, we thank you for the inheritance, God, that you have set aside for us. God, that is for our children and for their children in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that our children know and understand your voice and your word. Lord, in Zechariah, you said, "I will make my people strong in my power." and they will go wherever they wish by my authority. I, the Lord, have spoken. So, Lord, we decree over our children that you're causing them to be strong in your power, that they're strong in your power. Lord, your word says, let the weak say, I am strong. God, upon behalf of our children, God, who may be in weakness today, we decree, according to your word, that they are strong. By faith, we see them strong in the Lord and the power of your might. That they are strong, O God, and they will do great exploits for the kingdom of God. God, we thank you, God, for your strength being infused into their lives. God, we thank you, God, that our trust is not in chariots, and our trust is not in horses. Our trust is not in what we can do, but our trust is in the name of the Lord our God. You're making them strong. You're making them strong, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Let's take a moment. Let's settle it in our spirit. The words that we've given witness to here. Lord, we settle it in our spirit that these are your words of life that you have given. Lord, the prayer that has been prayed is prayers that are based on the promises that you have given to us. And Lord, you said that every promise was yes and amen. So what can the devil say to that? What can the devil say to that? Because Jesus has already said yes to every promise in Jesus' name. We're going to close here in a moment. We're going to skip over to the back of your little and we're going to pray a hand of protection on all of our children in agreement if we could. So I just encourage you this week in your prayer time, just take these scriptures and ask the Holy Spirit to show you the promise, and then ask the Lord to help you to believe it in your heart. And then listen for your voice to arrive, because it needs your voice, you know. The Bible says there's angels are hearkening to the voice of God's word. They have God's word. They're waiting for a voice to release it. Lord, we lay claim on the divine promises over our children, our grandchildren. Protection in Jesus' name. We claim by faith divine interruptions that will move out. I did this early this last verse, so I'm going to kind of get my tongue working with the Lord here. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you have made divine interruptions, Lord, that will move our children out of the path that would try to, or that would, or of everything that would try to attempt to bring harm to them. Any plan? Oh, devil, you can't do it. We just say the word, oh, devil, you can't do it. My mouth will speak and declare God's will. Any plan, any strategy, any devil or any problem, any accident, any hurt that we planned against our children or our grandchildren or our spiritual children from the forces of darkness or from the consequences of an unprotected life, we now annul them and declare them void of any power to harm or hurt them in any way in the mighty name of Jesus. And we declare the removal of all such like, and that every path, and we claim by faith in Jesus' name that it has now been replaced by blessings, by honor, by guidance, and protection over their lives. Lord, I thank you for divine interruptions. I thank you also for divine interventions. Lord, I thank you that right now angels are hearkening to the voice of your word as we are declaring your word. I thank you, Father, powerful angels are moving to make intervention into all of our children's lives, all of our grandchildren, and all of our spiritual children's lives. Lord, that they're sent into their lives, whether it's people that you're sending or angels or power of the Holy Spirit, you're sending them to guard and to keep and protect them from all harm and from all danger in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you for divine interruptions. I thank you for divine interventions. And Lord, I thank you that you're making also divine appointments to bring to pass all that you, our Heavenly Father, have planned and purposed for their lives of protection, blessing, success, and well-being. And Lord, we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray. Lord, we believe and we declare that whatever, whoever, wherever that the devil would try to use to hold our children, our grandchildren, our spiritual children away or lead them from God's will or God's best for their life is defeated by the powerful hand of God.